right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, good morning, guys. How
good
are we
morning.
Today?
Good morning. Well, we're a little bit... Ooh.
Oh, can you hear yourself?
Oh, okay. Very much so.
Long story short, basically what happened was last night the storm blew out the radio station.
Yeah, so what happened? I think the lightning and storm
it
actually...
the building.
Centre was right here in Sandgate. So we're weirdly the centre of the universe, some would argue.
Hey, yeah. Dead centre of town, guys, that's what they say.
Hey.
But yes, Jade, you're in pain today because obviously yesterday your back very sore. You went to see some other bloody doctor, now
voodoo
your ass
witch
is sore.
Doctor, yeah. Now you've got a blue bum.
Yeah, now I've got a blue bum and my ass and hips are basically sore at the moment. So, but on my back, on the other hand... seems really good.
Really?
So I'll go into it a little bit later.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this, but just to give us a clue.
Yeah.
Can we compare your bum colour to other blues? Is it sky blue? Is it like the blue they use on the phone
box
from Doctor Who?
I'd probably say like blue as in like sunset blue when it's like a bit of pink and a bit of blue and the clouds are sunsetting.
You did say in the car.
Yeah.
That you would show me when you got here. Can you reveal the blue bum?
Oh.
Come on.
Oh.
No, don't do it if
don't
you don't
do
want
it.
To.
I'm
That's
actually,
weird.
You,
I actually,
you
I don't
being
really
gay, I'm
see.
Actually scared because it'll probably turn you off. It's in such a big way.
Okay. I've got no idea where that logic goes, but hey, I'm fascinated nonetheless.
What's next, guys?
Well, a little old lady's gotten a bit of a surprise when a package arrived in her mailbox. That was of a devious nature.
Oh, excellent.
Oh.
Great way to start the show. Amy Shark kicking off your Wednesday here at New FM. It's 6:05. Good morning. Amy Shark, I said hi. I live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Matty, Crevo. 6:07. Cloudy day today. 28 on the coast, 31 at Maitland and the Valley.
Guys, a poor granny, 73 years old, has found purple adult toy dangling from her door. So, over in the UK, you know they have their sort of their mail slots slotted through the door.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit of a different system over there. Yeah, you just slot it in.
So she went to go to market. She had a little bag with her, a little umbrella. And then when she opened the door, she noticed there was this adult dildo just dangling from her door.
Just dangling,
which
all by its lonesome.
Shoved into her little mail slot. And the poor little old dear, she didn't know what it was, so she had to call her son to come and help her identify what exactly it was.
Obviously, delivered to the wrong house.
Well, no, turns out it was from her neighbour.
What?
So there was this real... They were having a dispute because poor Dorothy said to her neighbour, oh, look, you're making a bit too much noise. Can you dial it down? And the neighbour, 33-year-old Jennifer, thought, you know what? I'm not having a bar of this. And she went and put the adult toy in her mailbox.
This is so... there's so much to unpack there. Like, what goes into the decision-making where you go, you know what, that... 90-year-old woman's too loud. I'm going to send her a dilly in the post.
No. Jennifer, so Dorothy went to her next door neighbor's house and said,
oh.
You're being too loud.
Oh, so well, Jennifer Dorothy deserved it. That's something I would do. Real talk.
That is something you would do.
Maddie, did you live in the UK until last week?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Do you know what? The poor thing, she would have had a bloody heart attack.
Well, they had to go to court and everything. And then,
oh, it's as if it's worth going to
Well, the
court.
Thing is, the court case got...
It's just a bit of rubber.
...adjourned because they didn't bring the dildo to court and because they needed the evidence there. So, basically, they're just up in limbo now with what's going on.
See, when you get to 90, you would think you're not getting too much push through the slot are you? Like the mail slot. Oh, you're not getting much post.
No, I mean, other than birthday cards.
Yeah, and if that, because a lot of your mates have already fallen off the perch.
Well, once or twice a year. Once a year, maybe. You're right. Maybe Christmas time.
So you'd think that she'd be stoked to get something slipped through the slot.
Apparently not.
Not so much.
Poor thing.
Poor Dorothy.
Hey, anyway, we're playing What's in Jade's Box next. Get your little red box out, Jade. Where is it?
It's in the oven.
It's right next to you.
Oh, thanks, Grievo.
You're very welcome. Yeah, that's it.
So I'm going to 13:10:09, double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown, up for grabs, and all you have to do is guess what is in my box. I'm going to give it a shake. It's very soft.
Is there
soft
anything
in
your box today?
There is.
Are you sure?
I double checked.
All right, so I'm going to give you a clue.
Yeah.
You slip this on for a form of padding / protection.
Okay. All right. The lines are open. 13:10:09. What's in Jade's box? Double pass to Reading Cinemas. Charlestown up for grabs. We'll play now.
UFM. What's in Jade's box?
Yeah, we've got a double pass to Reading Cinemas. Charlestown up for grabs this morning. Free. All you have to do is give us a ring now. The lines are open. 13:10:09. Crevo, you've just given a clue before. I believe you're giving another one now.
Yeah, so the first clue was you use these as padding / protection. The second clue was you always have these in pairs.
All right, give your box a shake, right, Jade.
Here we go.
You can't even hear it.
You can hardly hear it.
No, there's not.
There is.
As if you... Come on, Maddie. We're not that kind of people, you know? We're not the type of people to trick.
How often would you use this item?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Although... Every day.
Maddie, some people don't. But you're getting them on every day. Oh, yeah.
Can I give another clue?
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
So, they don't always come in pairs out of the wash.
New FM, who's this?
Hi, it's Kate speaking.
Hey, Kate, how are you today? What's on for your day?
I just did it at work today.
Oh, did you get hit by the storm last night?
Oh, sure did. It was terrible.
Oh, did you lose any appliances? Because I reckon we've lost
all of
$30,000 worth of gear here.
Oh, no, we were lucky to not.
Oh, damn. All right, well, what do you think is in Jade's box this morning?
I reckon it's a pair of socks.
A pair of socks. Absolutely it is.
Easy
there you
as
go.
That.
Off
See?
To Reading Cinemas, Charles Hill.
Winner.
Do you have a man? Who are you going to take? You taking the man, the woman? What's the go with you?
Sorry?
Are you taking the man, the woman? What's the go?
Nah, my partner, my man.
Oh, good.
Very nice.
Date night.
Yeah.
That's
for sure.
Do you guys have date night often? Like, just real talk around the team. How often, Jade, are you and Crevo having, not you together, but separately?
Once a week.
Once or twice a week.
I reckon probably similar. Yeah. And then we just do other little activities as well. You know, like yesterday I went for a walk along the break wall. So, you know.
Oh, I can't imagine you doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great time at the movies.
Hold on the line.
Yeah. Up next, guys, we got an email through from a listener. And he says to us that he always seems to be the problem in most situations in life. And he's finally realized that people just don't like him because he's been behaving so badly. He's a cook, being obviously really rude in the kitchen. You know what it's like in commercial kitchens. You hear the yelling over the pass. It must be quite an intense place to work, a commercial
chefs
kitchen.
Chefs can be rude.
And literally, it's a very hot environment and everyone's under a lot of pressure.
So believe it or not, cooks are I think they're the second most stressful job you can have.
I believe
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, dead set. They're in the top five anyway.
Well,
he goes doctor, chef.
Do you know what? The reason that he realised that he was the problem why staff kept leaving the restaurant he worked at is because he got punched in the face and everyone started clapping. Terrible.
Jeez, that's full on.
Terrible. 13:10:09 this morning. Prizes on offer. Mm. When did you realise that you were the problem? Maybe, you know, maybe you left home and your marriage broke down because, you know, you just realised that you've been doing the wrong thing. Mm. Anything like that. Best story this morning. We'll hook you up with a cool prize. We'll do it after the news here at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
What a morning this morning, guys. So I slept in.
Yeah.
Yep.
I slept in. I was a little late today. Anyway, I got out of the shower and I was getting dressed. And you know that when you sort of like half asleep still and you zone out, I realized when I put my shirt on, I was like, what's under my arms? It's wet. I left all the soap still under my arms.
Oh, Maddie.
I was like, oh, no good.
So do you have to go, do you go back in that shower in that situation?
Well, I had no time. So I'm at the base, took my shirt off at the base and I'm cupping water under my arms.
Making a big old mess everywhere.
Oh, can't believe it, but here we are. Hey, 13:10:09 this morning. Interesting one. We're talking, when did you realise that you were the problem? So it's after a chef worked at a restaurant for many years. People kept leaving and then one time, one guy's leaving, he ended up punching him out and everyone started cheering the guy that punched him out. He realised he was the problem. The head chef, obviously, bit hard in the commercial kitchen, you know, yelling at staff members.
A lot of stress.
A lot of stress. People deal with stress in different ways, don't they?
I remember working with chefs and you used to say, oh, can't please have a ramekin of tomato sauce. Did they pay for it? And they carry on.
Like a pork chop.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It's just some tomato sauce, mate.
Like,
you
it
just
cuts
made
into our margins. We have to budget for every ramekin of tomato sauce. And honestly, I had to just find my inner zen in times like those.
What do you say then? Do you just go, yeah?
Yeah, I just said, yeah.
It's been paid for.
It's been charged.
It hasn't been paid for.
No.
No one's paying for that.
I'm not going to be that person. Go back to the table. Oh, that's 70 cents.
Yeah, so stingy.
Awkward.
See, I feel like with tomato and barbecue sauce, you shouldn't have to pay extra. But if, you know, nice
aioli,
big tub of aioli, I get
that.
Yeah, 13:10:09 this morning. We've got prizes on offer. We want to know, when did you think you, did you realise, rather, that you were the problem? Or, do you know what, on the fly here, kitchen nightmares.
Did you work in a kitchen and it was an absolute nightmare? I feel like we might tap into something a little more there.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got some stories.
Oh great. Good. We'll get them next if no one calls.
All right. Right now, Jimmy Eat World, live across Newcastle with the Novos at 6:36. Good morning. 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Currently sitting on 24 degrees out of Shoal Bay, 23 at Charlestown. This morning on 13:10:09, we want to know, when did you realise that you were the problem? Bit of self-reflection for your Wednesday morning. Do you know what? I'm going to admit something. Back in the day, obviously, if you haven't heard the show before, I used to work in a paint shop. I worked there for many years. Mm. By the end, you know, after year seven, you start to get a little bit bitter about your job, you know.
Yeah.
I worked in a real snooty suburb in Sydney, in Mossman, so they were really, really bitchy.
And
really?
Working class Maddie doesn't like a snooty person.
No. So they were demanding when you say bitchy.
Very demanding. And do you know what? I used to go to work every day and I did realise that I was a bit of a black cloud by the end of my employment there. I was like, you know what? Every day I was going in, oh, screw this place, screw her, screw him. And it was making everyone around me, like, down in the dumps.
Yeah, you I was were like, the Debbie Downer.
I was a massive Debbie Downer. And then one day I went, you know what? I'm going to leave this company and I'm a happier person for
it. Did you get 10 years? Did you hit the 10-year mark?
No, it was like 7.5.
Unlucky.
Something like that. What about you guys? Have you ever realised that you were the problem?
Or perfect.
Only when it comes to the pegs on the line, I know I'm the problem because I always whinge.
Trust you to go pegs on the line.
No, well, because you know what? I've been getting the shits lately because I've been putting, you know, doing the washing and I've been leaving the pegs out there so the sun's, you know, sort of wearing the pegs down to the point where they start to crumble and, like, you go to squeeze it and just snaps and you're like,
Jay, so, I was after a counselling session here about our inner personalities.
Otherwise, my inner personality is fantastic. It's
perfect.
Just more.
Don't forget, Jade's a delight. Keep that in mind, Maddie. God, come on. Get
me
the program.
I need to get that on my audio bar. I'm a delight. What about you, Crevo?
I'd say probably by the end of my tenure at, like, my first big job that I had.
Sales?
So it was a sales job where I was working for, like, a computer company, software company.
Yeah.
And my pay had just, like, stagnated. And it was, like, you had to hit these call targets. So you had to call a certain number of people every day. Even if you were hitting your sales targets, they'd get mad at you if you weren't hitting your call targets. And I just, like, thought, this is so ridiculous. Like, if I'm making the sales, why do I have to call all these extra people when there's no money to be made? And I was really starting to get the crack it, basically.
So what did you do to be the problem?
Well, like, that was the thing. I was just coming in a bad mood, and like, I should have just called a few more people. I probably would have made more money, but I was just in a bad mood all the time because I thought the rules were unfair. But really, it was me being the grumpy person.
Do you know what? Common theme here. Let's just never work again. The world will be so happy.
Or hang clothes out.
All right, you're live across Newcastle with the Novos right now. Brand new stuff from the weekend. This is Blinding Lights at 105.3 New FM. It's 6:42. Good morning. Brand new music from the weekend. This is 105.3 New FM. And don't forget, after 7:30 this morning, we have $1,000 cash to give away with Celebrity Loot. There's one celeb remaining, newfm.com.au. Check out the incorrect guesses and walk away with the moolah today. Crevo?
So, Jade and Maddie, I follow this subreddit on Reddit called Catastrophic Failure. Essentially what it is the basically videos of engineering things failing. So cranes tipping over, walls collapsing, that sort of thing. And there's this video on there of a tin mine over in Malaysia. It was this big, open cut mine.
Yeah.
Right next to the ocean. So between this huge hole, which was actually half a kilometer in size, and the ocean, was just this thin little wall that you could literally just, almost reach across. The whole thing's collapsed. And the video on YouTube, the comment section of that is so funny because people just absolutely lay into it in a slew of different ways. I'm going to get into some of these comments you won't believe right after the break.
Bit of online brutality. 6:47. It's all thanks to Macca's. Good morning, you're Billy Ray Cyrus, Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Matty, Crevo. 28 on the coast today, 31 at Maitland and the Valley. Crevo?
So back in the 90s, this big tin mine, which was this huge hole, like open cut hole mine right next to the ocean, half a kilometre wide and extremely deep. They've been mining this for like dozens of years. Decades, exactly right. And then they abandoned it. And one day this thing started to collapse, and by some small chance, someone was nearby and they filmed it. Right?
Yeah.
There's always someone with a camera.
That's
isn't
right.
There?
Well, this was back in 93, so it's actually a bit more amazing because
it would have been one of those handheld cams.
Exactly right. The footage isn't great quality, but if you Google like Malaysian tin mine collapse, it is an amazing video to watch because the ocean just rushes into this half kilometer sized hole. It's kind of incredible. But what amazes me is that the YouTube comments section on this video is just so such a fascinating look into the way people see things. So just as an example, and the usernames are quite good as well. David Powell. He says, I think I'll just fill my pool with a hose. I'm not that impatient. Not the best way to fill your swimming pool, I'm thinking. Around the world, I guess around the
That's
world
the
was taken. Yeah. says, the fish must have been confused as hell.
Okay.
Like, who's thinking about the fish in that situation?
Yeah, were there any human lives lost?
There wasn't actually, because it was abandoned.
Good.
But you do see it. The cameraman must
we
have
can
been
laugh about
himself.
It now.
Yeah, exactly right. Then Lenny Jeeton, who I'm thinking must be Jenny Leighton and switch the name around to confuse everyone on the internet, has says, unfortunately, the video doesn't last another 5 to 10 minutes. I would have loved to have seen the whole Phil completely. Lenny, this wasn't filmed for your entertainment.
Can I just say, some people get off on weird things when they're watching stuff online.
I think you're right.
Like, it's just, people watch us on Facebook every day. It's like, weird people watch weird things.
That is true. But I think a lot of people try and be funny, though, too.
I guess so, but...
Like us as well.
Well, YouTube's such like a weird mix and sucks a weird group of people in. Hoover 2001, I guess Hoover 2000 was taken.
Well, they loved the vacuum cleaner.
Back in that year, maybe, has said, "This is one of the most incredible things I have ever seen. Even if I was there, I'd have had a hard time believing my own eyes." Somebody likes the drugs. I'm thinking.
You know what we need to do? We need to put that up on our Facebook, I think, that video.
Oh, it's we can share it for sure. Alexander Thixton perhaps has the understatement of the century when he just says, "Oops." Major mind collapse.
Did you comment on this yourself?
I haven't yet.
Oh,
no.
Really?
Do you know what?
There's thousands
of comments. Jay, don't you think Crevo's the type of guy, right, that would create a fake online persona and like comment funny things on these types of videos?
You have one, don't you?
What's your username, Mark? Come on, Crevo.
I can't even remember my YouTube username.
Oh, how convenient. that's what they all say.
The comments continue, though. Clicklop FM has said...
sounds like you.
Could possibly be. Says, "I'm so happy I was born at a later time when this terrible video quality can only be seen on YouTube, not on my TV. Ew." And then to wrap it up, the Big McLarge Huge... says
loves the Maggies, obviously.
I'm thinking that Malaysian mudslide sounds like a delicious mixed drink or a sexual position. Either way, I'm not into either of that.
Yeah, get the video up on Facebook because I need to check this out.
The Malaysian mudslide. I'm just trying to think how that would work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I have I'm not going there.
Is that like a chocolate cocktail with
a bit of Bailey's
And some spice in there?
Ooh.
Some Penang spices.
Lovely.
Reminds me of do you think it was Bailey's mudslides?
Oh, yeah.
Similar
but different.
Were they the vodka cruiser mudslide?
Yeah, they made you so sick.
You know, when I look at Jade Crevo, I don't know if you have this same feeling. But I see a cruiser bottle.
Yeah, Gold Coast 2014.
No.
I loved me a carton.
Watermelon flavoured.
I've never bought a carton of cruiser.
I have. Multiple occasions.
Jade! It's called a bottle of vodka.
For Jade in the Gold Coast in the late
2000s. Yeah, he's got time to mix her own drinks, Daddy.
Hey, girls, let's get on the mic.
Oh, but you always drink responsibly.
Of course.
Guys, I am so excited because glitter coffins mean your funeral can now be ridiculously extra as you are.
Yeah, wasn't expecting that.
If there's a lot of girls and maybe guys out there who love glitter as much as me, get excited because this is a thing.
About a glitter coffin. Okay, look, we need to unpack that more. Mm-hmm. We're going to the news next. The new FM is 6:58, 13:10:09. Your weird funeral requests. Taking your calls next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1. Guys, glitter coffins are a thing, and this excites me because I have gone to the odd funeral, and, God, they're just boring looking, the coffins and the... brown.
You know, when I woke up
sometimes
this morning,
gloss.
I never thought in a million years this is what you'd come to work with. Yeah. I'm excited about glitter coffins. I've been to a funeral or two.
Boring.
So boring to look at. They're not meant to be entertaining.
What a yawn fest.
Well, no, I just think, you know, they should be a happy occasion. You should be celebrating life, not mourning. That's
well,
my spin.
People celebrate
on it.
Grief differently.
Yeah, that's true.
Celebrate grief.
Well, you know
experience
what?
Grief. Sorry.
I will be experiencing it with a glitter coffin, hopefully, because this is a thing over in the UK. Some people might say, you know what, Jay, that's a bit weird, a bit unusual having a glitter coffin. I think it's rather normal.
Can you explain what the glitter coffin looks like?
So, you know how, like, when you've got to do a project at school and you can go pick your cardboard, like red, green, yellow, black. Well, these ones are exactly like that, like glitter. Have you seen the glitter cardboard you can get for school projects?
No, I haven't, but I feel like that would have been right up your alley.
It's exactly like that.
Okay, kids, today we've got a special project in the class. We need to put the glue down first and everyone throw glitter at that big box over there.
Yep, that's and it's got these gorgeous silver handles that sort of have like a bit of a... a clam shape.
Right up your alley, this is.
On the side, like a mermaid. It's a mermaid coffin. That's probably the best way to describe it. It's amazing.
God help us.
So, on 13.10.09, I want to know what your unusual funeral request is.
Okay, well, your mic's running away from you. What a disaster. Okay, taking your calls next after Powderfinger. Burn your name. We're live across Newcastle. It's 8 minutes past seven. 31 at Maitland in the Valley today, 28 on the coast. Good morning. Powderfinger, burn your name. We're live across Newey. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 11 past 7. Jade, this morning we are talking unusual funeral requests. How depressing this music is.
There we go.
We're talking glitter coffins this morning. I'm excited.
We are, because glitter coffins are now a thing. Some would say unusual. I would love one, but they aren't being made in the UK. So if I did kick
you'd
the bucket
have to ship it over.
Anytime soon, it would have to be shipped over and probably cost a fortune.
You're so far too stingy for a glitter coffin, Jade.
I would settle for like, you know, a flower girl type of arrangement with someone throwing glitter as they walk down the aisle. My coffin's getting trailed behind.
Do you know what? You glitter coffin. This is how I imagine it, right? You know those biodegradable cardboard coffins?
Yeah.
I reckon you'd paint it black first and just actually put the glitter on it.
You could do that. I'd rather white
a
paint,
lot cheaper.
Though. Or pink, hot pink paint with glitter. Much, that's more
Jade cheaper. Likes quality, though. Especially when you're being remembered by that.
Cheap but durable.
Well, this is the thing, but there's some unusual funeral requests out there. This one chick, she loved music that much. She requested that for her funeral service, it was conducted entirely by song.
Jeez, that's quite bizarre, isn't it?
Good luck getting, you know, a priest or, you know, a funeral celebrant to do that.
Awkward when you're pointing out where the toilets are, you know? Like, funny for a bit of it, but a lot of it would be awkward.
I love the other story you put up yesterday, Jade, of a woman who wanted to be buried with her picture of Simon Cowell.
Yeah, she said it was her prized possession.
There's a sicko. But who's thinking of that? Firstly, who's obsessed with Simon Cowell?
Wow, that's a great question.
They're out there.
Oh, let's go to the phones. Jenna, good morning. What's your unusual funeral request?
So everyone who knows me knows my favourite movie is The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Great
and
movie.
So I want everybody to do the time warp at my funeral.
Do you know what? I love that.
I really like that
That's
too.
That's fun.
I could steal that idea from you.
Can
is
you
that
do,
okay?
Can you do a little rendition for Jenna now, Jade?
What do you mean?
We both will. Let's do the time warp again.
It made Jenna's day.
It's the only time I'll ever sing musical theatre. Interesting one.
One and
thank
only
you, Jenna.
Time. Jamie. Jamie, how are you?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. What's your unusual funeral request?
I've asked my partner to supply me a beer keg for my headstone. Have everything welded to it.
Yeah.
That's cool. I wonder if you can do that.
I'm sure you can.
You do whatever you want.
What's your poison there, Jamie? Like, what beer do you drink on the reg?
I'm not even a beer drinker. I just like the fact that I've seen it up in Northern Territory, so... when I was a child.
Oh, wow. So you've actually seen... someone's had this as their tombstone in the NT.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I like that's cool. You saw it as a kid as well and went, that's me in the future.
Also,
but don't drink beer.
Having lived in the Northern Territory, let me tell you, that's so NT. It really is.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, someone loves their beer. Yeah. Go for it.
They don't mind a brew up in the NT, do they?
Oh, they love a good brew. Thanks, Jamie. That's a great one. One more. Linda, good morning.
How you going?
Hey, good, Linda. Now, what's your unusual funeral request?
Well, we have currently three tiny little urns filled with our pet's ashes from two dogs and a pussycat that we lost years ago.
So it's basically like a pet shop.
And
we have got
one each to go in our coffins with us.
Oh, so you'll be kept company for eternity.
Yeah, and we've actually still got three little puppy dogs, so it could get a bit crowded.
So you've got three currently?
Yes.
So how many people are in the relationship? Because I'm assuming you're talking about one each.
My husband and I.
Oh, so who gets what? Which one gets left out? The pussycat?
No, because we've got two urns for each pet, so we've actually got six urns, so two for each pet.
Oh, that's very divided up.
I like that. That's sweet.
Jade, you've got your some dog's ashes at home.
I do. I'm in the same boat as Linda, so I have Lewis, my first Chihuahua. So he's just waiting for the day that we can get scattered together.
Yeah, well, I had a Chihuahua as well, but we've also got the big boxes as well, but we've got the little urns with some ashes in as well to be buried with us.
I'm guessing that's why you have two for the big boxes. It's really funny. Jade was saying this morning that when she passes, that her and Ben, whoever goes first has to keep the other's ashes, and they both want to be scattered at this spot in Queensland, like at the beach, but if you're getting the dog involved, Jade, how would Ben feel about that?
He'd be fine. We all just get scattered together.
So if just a question going a little further into this, because this topic's never come up between you and I, Jade.
Yeah.
If this, like, if one of you passes away, like, and you have to wait quite a long time, do you just have to sit there with them on the mantelpiece?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, in the treasure cabinet. Just see me in there.
You know, just looking at you.
You know how Jade always says, I just want to shrink Benny and put him in my pocket.
And I can carry him around all day.
In a little locket around your neck.
Your dream will come true.
God, I hope it doesn't come true.
You know what? Just put me under a nice tree.
Done.
Simple.
Yeah. Do whatever. Whatever's cheapest for me. Love it or loathe it. Up next, guys, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Thanks for your call. 17 past 7. Good morning, Newcastle.
The Novos. New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today. First one, veggie burgers.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Loathe it.
You're not into it, Maddie?
No. Why give me some like juicy fat meat any day.
Well, they're becoming a bigger and bigger thing. Now, Jade, you're saying you love it.
I do love veggie burgers. I do love meat. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a vegan or a veggie, but I will go a veggie burger when I feel like I need a little bit of extra
veggie. So the reason I bring this up is, you know, obviously the big, you know, big chains have got these going now. The latest to join is Nando's. They've got what they're calling the Pretender. Now, this thing is actually,
I like that.
Good name, catchy name. This thing is actually massive, and it looks quite good. They're going for like a chicken effect, where a lot of the other ones are going for like a beef effect. But apparently, quite good. I don't know if I'd try it, though.
I love the one at Grilled. That's the best veggie burger I've ever had.
Is that, what sort of style is it?
No idea.
Yeah, right.
But it's delicious.
Because some of these meat companies, like these pretend meat companies, have even got the stuff to actually seem like it bleeds.
Oh, no, like that's gross.
That's the level of technology that they're, you know, going towards.
Do you know what? I've actually...
Beetroot juice just spurting out.
I don't loathe veggie burgers. Like, they're okay. Like, but I'm
Are
obviously...
Are you flip-flopping?
No, but I'm not a vegan or vegetarian. No, Jade, I'm not vegan or veggie. So it's like, you know, obviously that's not going to be my first choice of, you know. I would eat it. I would eat any burger.
I think he's jumped the fence.
Yeah, I think he has. No, God, that was quick, wasn't it? Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, one more. Next one. Love it or loathe it, the snacks.
Three, 3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. Who doesn't love a Lesnack? Producer Jackson's in here. He's Lesnack's biggest customer.
Yeah. It takes you back to your childhood, Lesnack.
Jackson, how many boxes of Lesnack do you make your husband buy you every week? Because it's quite 3 a week.
3 a week.
So how many are in a box? Like 6?
Six packs in a box.
You're eating like 20 Lesnacks in a week, Jackson. Wow, that's good.
Reason I bring this up is Lesnacks actually are making the list of the top 10 snacks that have the most salt.
Oh.
So, in fact, just like 20%, almost 20% of your daily intake in one Lesnack.
The biscuits or the cheese?
I can't keep up with the salt. They flip-flop the doctors. Too much salt, not enough salt. You just can never get the salt ratio right. I don't worry about salt whatsoever. That's my go-to tip.
It's Dr. Jade in the house again.
Better get that glitter coffin ordered, Dub.
Yeah, I'd say so if you're not worrying about the salt.
No.
Jeez. Hey, very cool, guys. Next, $1,000 to give away. 5 celebrities, 1 remaining. 13:10:09. We'll play them for you next. newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. We're going to do it after the news at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Crevo, Jay, things are getting serious here because we have $1,000 cold hard cash to give away next with Celebrity Loot. All you have to do is tell us who celebrity number 5 is. Mm. I'm going to turn the music down. Listen carefully.
Oh, yeah. But here we go.
Like everything else.
Try one more time.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
Greatest movie of all time. Who is that?
Who's saying it? $1,000 if you can figure it out or just jag it with a lucky guess.
Yeah, newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. The lines are open, 13:10:09 right now. Taylor Swift.
Yay!
Getaway car, good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge.
I just got it.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
The easiest cash you could possibly ever win right here, Celebrity Loot. 5 celebrities, you guess them all correctly, you get the cash. The best thing is that 4 have already been identified. Voice 1, DJ Snake. 2, Bill Gates. 3, Lewis Capaldi. 4, Alicia Keys. If you guess number 5, the cash is yours on 13:10:09.
All right, newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. Here they are.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
Let's start with Alison. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. Now, you're back to school today. Are you a teacher or is that the kids going back?
Sorry?
Are you a teacher or is that the kids going back to school?
The kids going back to school.
Finally, hey, you can have some time to yourself.
What's the first thing you're going to be doing in your downtime?
Shopping.
Let's get you $1,000 to kick off that shopping spree. Who's voice number 5?
Is it Madonna?
No, sorry, it is not.
Madonna, thank you. Let's go to Tia. Good morning, Tia from Cardiff.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
You've got this, haven't you? You've been thinking about it. One name and that money is all yours. Who is it, Tia?
Sandra Bullock?
No, it is not.
Sandra Bullock. Thank you, Tia. Enjoy your day.
Hey, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. I hear you've been dreaming about winning loot.
I have. I think I listen to you guys too often.
So, like Emily, we've got here on our screen as well that your husband tried to win yesterday. So you're tag-teaming this celebrity loot. Now, are you usually good with premonitions?
Because I have already guessed 2 of the voices.
Have you?
5 already.
Did you guess them on the air?
Yeah, I did. I guessed Bill Gates and Lewis Capaldi already.
So oh, wow.
I think I'm going well.
Do you know what? That has to be a record.
I think it might be, yeah.
All right, let's do it. Who do you think it is, Tia?
I think that it's Kristen Bell.
Oh, Tia.
Not...
Emily. Sorry, no. I had to do it to you. Sorry, Dale. Oh, that lives to fight another day.
That
playing
it does.
Again before 9 o'clock. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today. Up next, guys, new segment. Ripley's Believe It or Not. You love that book, don't you?
Yeah,
I loved it as a kid. So what we thought we'll do, the Novos Believe It or Not.
Right. So it's a lot like that, but our own version and better.
I love going to Ripley's Believe It or Not on the Gold Coast.
Can you? I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
Really,
I'm going to tell you an interesting story about a man who was shot in the head and has lived to tell the tale.
Wow.
This fascinates me.
You won't believe how long he had a bullet in his head for. I know it sounds morbid, but it's fascinating. Telling you more next at
Amazing.
The Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Brand new music from the Chainsmokers featuring Amy Shuck. That's called The Reaper at 105.3 New FM. It's 7.47. Cloudy and warm today. No good. 24 degrees currently at the Bay. 24 degrees also at Charlestown. Now, we've got a brand new segment that we are doing here on the show, and it's called The Novos Believe It or Not. Yeah, so basically what I'm doing is I've trawled the internet for some of the weirdest stories around the world, and I've got a couple of treats for you this morning, guys.
Love this.
All right, I want to tell you about a man that was shot in the head, and he only discovered that he was, in fact, shot in the head 5 years down the track.
Wow, these stories blow my mind, because I always think, how is it possible that they've managed to survive for so long?
So yeah, I mean, and not to know for all that time.
Well, I mean, you've got to be pretty cooked to know that, to not know that you have a bullet in your brain.
Well, you think you'd feel it, well, or hear it coming at least.
So this was, says a man living in Germany walked around and functioned normally for 5 years without noticing he had been shot in the head. The .22 caliber bullet was found when the man went to the doctor to have what he thought was a cyst removed. All he could remember was that it probably happened in 2005 at a New Year's Eve party and that he was very drunk. So doesn't that make you think? Next time you're on the lemonades, be a bit careful.
Take it easy. Wow. And also, I mean, you'd think with that little wound, you'd go, but I guess he just went, big pimple.
You get some people like that, though, you know, that hurt themselves and they don't realise for ages.
Yeah, and they just let it go. Oh, doctors. That's why men, you know what? No, I don't want to stereotype, but men are all the worst going to the doctors. I don't know what it is. Men don't like going.
Yeah, that's
true. That's a fact.
You just feel like, it's a waste of time. I'm all right.
Yeah.
You know, I hear this about this story and I think this guy must be thick as a brick. Like, what a fool. Anyway, moving on to this one. Love this. A woman trying to be the fattest woman on the planet. Do you ever remember that episode of The Simpsons when Homer, you know, got the moo-moo, worked from home and he got 300 pounds?
I love that.
Yeah, get this. A 42-year-old mother of two wants to become the world's heaviest living woman. Her name is Donna Simpson. She currently weighs more than 380 kilos.
Oh. She's also a member of the Simpson family, which is weird.
She wants to get this, 700 kilos. She works as a model on a website called supersizedbombshells.com.
I would love to know how much she's earning from that.
Probably a lot.
Get ready. This website is where the curious pay to watch videos of her eating or walking. She spends nearly $750 per month in groceries for herself alone and admits that she is as hungry for attention as she is for the junk food she eats every day. People paying up to $1,000 a session to watch her eat or walk.
I know people are into that sort of thing, but I will never, ever, ever be able to get my head around it.
Jackson,
fascination. I feel repulsed.
Jackson in the group chat says, anyone watching that should be put on a register.
They should.
It's sick. You've got to be mentally ill. Who's getting that fat on purpose? What an example she's setting for a kid.
She's earning a lot of money, then the thing is, like, what's she spending it on? She can't get out of the house, can she?
Well, groceries.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Now, Jade, you obviously know you have dogs. Caring is sharing with dogs. So, get this. A dog chews off a man's toe.
Yeah.
right? No. It's actually been doing a service. 48-year-old Michigan man credited his dog Kiko with saving his life by chewing off his diseased big toe as he lay passed out in a drunken daze.
Oh, that's sweet.
The terrier gnawed off his right big toe, which turned out to be badly infected due to type 2 diabetes. The dog ate off the diseased tissue and left the rest untouched.
What a good pooch. That's what you want. Man's best friend.
Do ya?
Well, if he's doing him a service.
Problem is, you don't want him to get the taste for that.
That's right. Imagine he goes, actually, that was bloody delicious. And then he starts gnawing on another toe and you go, oh, well, must be disease. You wouldn't know. It's absolutely perfectly fine.
Too much. Hey, we're going to go to some more music right now. Here's Halsey, new stuff from her, You Should Be Sad, and the new FM weather, WizKid, coming into the studio very soon at 7:51. Good morning. Brand new music from Halsey. Love that. It's called You Should Be Sad. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo. And big shout out to Happy Mobile Cafe, who have dropped off our coffees, Carl and Benny. They've put a smiley face on mine today instead of a winky face. I'm into that.
Yeah, well, it was somehow disturbing to you, the winky face.
No, not disturbing. Yeah. Just intrigued.
You were disturbed.
I wouldn't go that far, Jade. It's called entertainment for radio. I wasn't going home to stay.
I don't know what you think we're doing.
Did what's on yours today? Smiley?
No, I got the winky face.
Did you really?
And you know, I'll take it.
Guess what, thanks, friends? Fellas. Double smiley. Get around it.
You're always the favourite. But yeah, do you know what makes me sick? You've got the most diva coffee out of the team with your little iced latte.
So what if I want to have something delicious?
You know what? Those ice cubes cost them extra.
So much.
Would they? I don't know.
No, hey, the weather whiz kid's here.
Yes, he is Niall. He is going to be walking the studio within the next few minutes. And he's from Warners Bay, so I'm sure he'll have a big shout-out to his neighbourhood.
Very good. It's all thanks to Chipmunks Playland Cafe at Green Hills. We'll do it next on UFM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. One. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Conditioning. Cloud today, with a slight chance of a light shower this morning and early afternoon. It will be hitting a top of 28 on the coast and in 31 inland. Tomorrow, partly cloudy on the coast with light easterly winds reaching a top of 30 and a slightly warmer inland reaching 34, with clouds clearing. It's the Novos when you wake up, Kate, Tim and Marty, for the drive home and Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 New FM. Hey.
Oh, you nailed it.
Corey,
well done.
You killed it, brother.
Niall.
Sorry. Niall.
Dad's name. Dad's Corey.
Sorry, Niall.
But you're from Bitterbar Public School.
Yep.
And today's your first day back. Are you pumped?
Very.
Yeah, year five. Get excited.
Yeah.
Jeez. Haircut looks good. When did you get that?
A few days ago.
Nice one. Schmick.
Now, do you want to have a little shout out to any of your friends, Niall? You can, or your school, your teacher,
your mum,
whoever you
mum's
want.
Mum's listening.
Oh, mum too, of course.
G'day, mum. He's speechless. Oh,
that's,
you did such
good.
A good job.
Shout out to Bitterbar.
There you go.
Perfect.
You killed it, mate. Do you know what? You were a little bit nervous when you came in, but you're like a pro at this. I think you should be on radio one day, Dad. You've got to get him into radio. Think he'll be good. All right. Well, just for coming in, Niall, you've a very cool prize, Jade. What have we got?
You have scored yourself a birthday party at Chipmunks Playland.
Oh, Cafe Green Hills is very cool. You can take a heap of friends, and it's all for free. Very good. So you have all your friends at school, Niall, coming up to you and like, oh, yeah, can I come to the party?
When is your birthday?
16th of June.
Oh, wow, not too far away.
You don't have to go on your birthday either. You can just have a pretend birthday if you want.
Yeah,
get
more presents that way.
It's all thanks to Chipmunks Cafe and Playland at Green Hills. Very exciting stuff. Thank you for coming in, mate. You killed it.
Now, Maddie, you've been on the dating scene recently. How's that going for you?
Clearly well.
still single. But I don't think it's you. I think it could be because of other people.
You think so?
Well, I think there's a lot of weirdos
out
there.
I like to think that.
So on 13, 10, and 9, we're going to talk about the weirdest things that have happened on your Tinder dates.
Yes, we are. And I mean, we want the weird and wonderful stuff. The weirder, the better. Prizes on offer this morning, 13, 10, 9. We're going to do it straight after Pink. This is Today's the Day at New FM. Good morning. Pink, today's the day. We are live across Newcastle for this fun Wednesday morning, 105.3 New FM. Tops of 31 degrees at Maitland in the Valley today, 28 on the coast. And we're talking bad Tinder dates this morning.
Yes, and I really feel for you, Maddie, because...
Do you really?
Yeah, because the dating scene now is so much harder than it was back in the day. Mm. I think a lot of, I was going to say, a lot of old people say that. I'm thinking, I'm not old. But I think it was easier.
It's tough out there now, isn't it, Maddie?
Do you know what it actually is? I haven't, you know, dated anybody really for many years.
Mm.
And it starts to get you down because there's been plenty of toads, you know. You go to kiss them, you go, no good.
Well, you went on a couple of dates last year.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You've been on dates, but some of them haven't quite worked panned out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've had some weird ones over the years. I mean, Tinder's an interesting one, right, because... I mean, people put obviously their best foot forward in any sort of online dating situation.
Mm.
But, you know, it's a very staged version of yourself.
Mm.
Right.
So...
I would have to agree. There's lots of guys, you know, holding puppies that aren't
They just go down to the animal shelter and borrow some dogs.
Yeah, yeah. 13, 10, 9 this morning, we want to know your weird and wonderful Tinder experiences. Good, the bad, the ugly. One time I was up in Darwin, right? Mm. And I went on a date. Anyway, there's this guy and I'm like, wow, very hot. I'm like, he looks like Jason Derulo.
He lit your match.
Oh, I'm like, wow, like...
What you say indeed.
Anyway, I'm like, yeah, come over to mine. We'll have a couple of drinks and we'll go out for some dinner or something. I get very nervous before a date, so I overthink everything. My outfit changes four times.
Yeah, it does.
I get very excited.
Yeah, your shirt changes. Yeah, I love it. I love going through the wardrobe outfit for a Maddie date.
Anyway, so here I am. Knock at the door. You know that feeling you get in your stomach? Ooh, starts
Jason
to drop
Derulo is at the door.
Jason Derulo. Open the door. Definitely not Jason Derulo.
What had happened?
Look, I'm saying this in the most respectful way possible, but I'm pretty sure it was a female. About 10 foot shorter than the pictures stated and very round. Like,
it's a completely different
person. And do you know what I thought? The absolute gall of someone.
What do you do in that situation?
Well, I was very angry. I've never had such a 360 turnaround with how I was feeling. I was like, I literally said, "Who are you?" And the person's like, "Oh, you know, whatever its name was." And I'm like, "What about the picture?" I turned my phone around. Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm like, do you take me for a fool? I was like, get the hell off my property.
So was it someone totally different?
Totally different, but they've used, like, just a strange photo that belonged to somebody else.
Does that technically come into catfishing or not really?
Well, it does, kind of.
No, because they turned up for a date. So catfishing, put it off and put it off.
But I thought, who does that?
Just totally deceiving.
I reckon it'd probably happen a lot, wouldn't it?
Do you know what was weird about this, though? Yeah. So I was very rude in the end. I'm like, hey, you need to leave. So
that makes you feel bad.
Well, I shut the door, but I lived in this, like, gated complex.
Oh, no. Did you have to show them all the way out?
No, but there were cameras everywhere. So on the pad next to our front door, I could see scroll through the cameras. Do you know how long he stayed there for?
Uh-oh.
Hey, loitering around my complex a good 45 to an hour.
Ooh, that's like stalker territory.
To the point where I did have to go out and say, get off the property or I'm calling the police.
Oh, my God.
Because he was actually offended that I had shut the door and told him to pee off.
He shouldn't have, you know, used a fake photo and, you know, to try and
From Jason Derulo
reel you in.
To the Jason Derulo to Danny DeVito. You know what I'm saying?
Very awkward. For me, it was the non-stop talker.
Oh, this is the days before Emmy.
Oh, yeah, years ago.
Before your girlfriend.
Went on a date with this girl back in uni, And just she wouldn't stop talking.
So were you like tuning her for a while? How did it all come about?
Yeah, in a lecture?
No, it wasn't in a lecture, but she lived at the same college that I did.
What book are you reading?
Let me flick through that page. No, there's none of that, but we were chatting for a while, and I didn't know her that well, but I was like, oh, she's quite cute, you know? And so went on a date, and the whole time, I didn't get a word in. Like,
people get very nervous though on dates.
No, but it wasn't even that. It was just like
self-indulgent chat.
It was all about.
Well, you would have been shy, Crevo, back then, though, wouldn't you?
I was a bit shyer, but still, you know, like to have a chat as well. Like, at least say something. Like, it would have got to the end where she wouldn't have known anything about me.
Oh.
And I'd heard her whole life story.
So, what did you say at the end?
Well, there's not much. I didn't even get a word in. I just had to like sort of escort her out the door, and like she's still talking as she left.
What happened? Did you end up phoning, ever talking again or not?
Well, I saw her around because.
And that was it?
Yeah, because we lived at the same college and we'd say hello or whatever, but it wasn't going any further than that.
Little Miss Innocent, Jade over here.
Yeah.
I've been married and with Benny for so long, I reckon. You would have gotten up to some horrible things and had some horrible dates.
No. Okay. You know what?
Oh, yeah,
there's one.
Here it is.
This is primary school, though.
Oh, so we don't want to hear about your primary school.
No, this is really
date.
Funny. So I've been with my husband for 16 years, so I've missed out on all this, like, psychobabble dating stuff as an adult.
But I remember
when I was in the playground, Anthony Gatehouse wanted to date me, and I kept saying no. And my best friend, Siobhan at the time was dating his best mate, Tom Leonard. It's crazy how I remember their names. And so, and I kept saying no. And Siobhan's like, come on, let's just go to on a date to the movies with them. Let's go. I was like, no, I don't want to. And then Anthony Gatehouse said if I went to the movies with them, I could have his whole Goosebumps collection.
Did you get the Goosebumps collection?
I did.
Of course you did. Stinge from
movies.
Childhood.
Tight pockets, Jade, from the very first day.
Oh,
there you go. Up next, Crevo, interesting one.
Yeah, so you guys are Star Wars fans as well. I am too.
You're wearing a Star Wars jumper today.
Now.
Oh,
I am.
Yes.
You're not a Star Wars fan,
Jade. You're a float.
No,
you're a blow-in Star Wars fan.
That's not true.
You went to see one movie at the cinemas.
I've seen them all, thank you, and actually own them on DVD. And Han Solo, true fan, great movie.
There you go.
It's actually called Solo a Star Wars.
Whatever it is.
Anyway, we all like Star Wars around the team. And I started having this thought about stormtroopers. You know, they're a big part of the movie.
Of course.
There's thousands of them all working away on the Death Star.
Cinema's most disposable bad guys.
Exactly right. But I started to think about some of the problems they must have in everyday life, considering, like, the suit and stuff, quite uncomfortable looking.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm going to do Stormtrooper Daily Problems up next.
All right, it's 105.3 New FM, 17 past 8. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Andy Grammer live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8.24. You with the Novos. It's all thanks to Macca's. Crevo's just sussing out his new career as a Stormtrooper counsellor.
That I am, because I feel like, you know, they've got a lot of problems in their daily life, and I sort of thought I'd list some of them off, because being a stormtrooper, I know they get a bad rap, but they do have it hard in a way.
Yeah, they do.
That's right.
Do you know how heavy that cladding must be that they wear?
Terrible work conditions there on the Death Star.
I know. First thing that they have to deal with on the daily is helmet breath. So imagine, right, the worst nights are garlic bread night and Indian curry night. So when they've had like a chicken tikka masala and you know when you get that burp back?
Even the other end, you know, you're getting hot steam going through your suit.
That's right.
That's right.
You get release the gas and you gas yourself.
Surely there's a button for it on their suit.
No, there isn't. If only. They don't have that. So they've got to deal with the helmet gas / garlic bread breath. Terrible. The next big issue that they have to deal with on the reg is mixing up your mates. So, for example,
yes.
You want to ask Dave for his $5 back that he borrowed to use the vending machine last week, and you end up talking to Dale.
You're going to
find give us a $5 back. And what are you talking about? I didn't borrow $5 from you.
Well, because only way they identify is via, oh, hey, reg 3415.
That's right. You got to remember all those numbers when you want your money back. Terrible problem. The next issue that they have is all of their socks getting mixed up on laundry day. Now, you wouldn't believe this, but under their suit, everyone's wearing white socks. I mean, it's under the uniform. Who cares? But Darth Vader insists, so you have to wear white socks.
Hey, when you've got size 13 feet and you're stuck with your mate's size 7 socks, no good.
Well, you know exactly what people, people sweat, feet might sweat more than the other, so you know when they start to get that yellow tinge?
Oh, yeah, you're going to end up with those socks. Uniform inspection day, absolute nightmare. The next problem they also have with the uniform is that a lot of it is plastic. It's very sweaty, and it causes terrible chafing between the legs. The Death Star actually is the second largest chafing cream market, second only to American weight loss camps.
I need the Vaseline.
Who knew?
Vaseline, baby powder.
Is that the trick?
Yeah.
What?
Vaseline and baby?
Vaseline between your legs when you chafe.
Yeah, apparently they do it for marathons.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure they use the Vaso.
Yuck.
You know what I've heard's quite good? The old corn flour.
Yeah, it's like baby powder. Well, yeah, because it would just dry out.
Exactly right, and it's a natural product.
Do you use that when you go to pickleball, Jade?
Well, baby powder.
Oh, like Vaseline.
Vaseline. No. Have you ever slipped some between there?
No, I haven't had to slip any between my thighs just yet, thank God.
God.
There's could something be to coming. Look forward to.
I try and do my squats and my lunges.
Hey, that's something for the Death Star. They can order a big couple of cases of Vaseline.
There you go. Thank you for that, Creepo.
No
very
worries.
Informative. Very informative. Going to the news with Hamish next at New FM. And don't forget that $1,000 still up for grabs before 9 at New FM.
Right across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
3, 2, 1. I'm pumped, guys.
Are you?
Yes.
Pumped up?
Yeah.
I'm
pumped.
Really?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Sweet, let's move on.
Well, there's now an official Harry Potter baby names list. If only I was pregnant so I could name one of my children after Harry Potter.
Voldemort? Is that what you'd go for?
That doesn't actually make the list.
That's Jade's name.
joking. That's
funny.
Peter Dutton's name.
Lady Voldemort.
Yeah, but I don't know. So Albus, obviously Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah.
Severus is making the list.
Really?
Alistair, Charlie. Some of the girls, Luna, which actually one of my girlfriends named their child Luna.
Do you reckon it's after Harry Potter?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think your girlfriend named the kid Luna after
I think
Harry
so.
Potter?
I reckon she did. Luna Lovegood obviously was in the film.
Mm.
But I, when she first, Luna grew on me because I know when she told me, I was thinking, oh, no, in my head.
Awkward.
I was thinking, I don't like that name.
Because
the kid will get teased. Loony, Luna. Like, it's, you know, you've got to think about what kids will tease. You do. You've got to be careful.
Yeah,
kids
true,
are mean.
True, true,
so
true,
I was thinking she'd get, you know, like crazy Luna.
Mm.
But I really like it now.
Well, because you're selfish and you wouldn't care that your kid's getting teased at school.
As long as the name entertained you.
But yeah, it's now a thing, guys. So prepare to see some, you know, Fleurs and some Bellatrixes out there now.
Yeah. Harry maybe as well.
13-10-09. Nobody's calling.
What do you mean?
To name their kid. Nobody will name their kids those names.
Yeah, they
if
would.
You would, give us a call.
Elladora?
Dora?
Elladora.
Nah.
I don't even know.
I like it. I think it's quite pretty.
Character.
Actually, Molly makes the list. Did you name your dog Molly the Whippet after Molly from Harry Potter, Creepo?
No, it's from because she's from Molong, the town.
Oh, yeah, Momo.
You wish.
I love how Jay tried to, like,
I know,
rename
there's been, like, six attempts for Jay to get, like, wrangle in a nickname.
I've named.
Not happening.
You know what? It's between Molly and I. I call her Momo. And she's
sure,
happy with it.
Sure. As long as you give her treats, she's happy with anything.
Hey, up next, a very horrible article out yesterday. A man has copped 24 demerit points and a $1,300 fine after doing some pretty terrible things on the road. So, basically, 24 demerit points. Obviously, lost his license.
Yeah.
But he's basically had all of his kids in the car, ranging from
one month old
up until about 12. None of them had seat belts on.
Oh no. That's terrible. Like, all those kids unsafely in the car.
So 12 upsetting. Well, 12 demerit points, but obviously being the long weekend, there were double demerit points. So, I mean, he's not going to be driving for a long time. I'm going to tell you the different fines he's got next, but we're going to chat, you know, about whether or not that's enough punishment.
Mm. Just getting a fine and a little slap on the wrist, basically.
Anyway, we'll talk more about it next. Here's Reef, Place Your Hands, 8:38 with the Novos. Good morning. Reef, Place Your Hands, Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. You with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Interesting chat over the weekend. Police pulled a man over in Rutherford on Saturday. International tourist, right? He copped 24 demerit points.
Oh, that's insane. God. I know the double demerits, but still, 12 points is a lot.
He's lived here for a while now, but he obviously does have a New South Wales driver's license. Mm. But you will not believe the terrible offences that the police have uncovered here. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to go through the list. You're thinking 24 demerit points. How is that possible?
Yeah.
Mm. Obviously, double demerits over the long weekend.
Mm.
But he's got Class A motor vehicle, exceeded speed limit over 10 kilometres per hour, $280 and a $3 demerit point fine.
Okay.
Driving with a passenger 7 years or older, but less than 16 years old, not restrained, $344, three demerit points. Drive with passengers 4 years or older, but less than seven, not restrained, $344, three demerit points. And this is really the bad one. Driving with a child under 6 months, not restrained, $344 and three demerit points. That is disgusting.
So he's speeding with three kids, none of them in seat belts or child seats.
Yeah. And one of them's a month old.
A month old. It's disgusting. And guess what? He was wearing his seat belt. All of his kids unrestrained in the car, an accident waiting to happen. All of those young innocent lives, that's not enough.
Doesn't seem like a big enough fine. You can get fined now for your mobile phone, is it? It's
over 500 bucks.
Well, it's just disgusting. I mean, how could you, as a responsible parent, allow your children in the car like that? And I mean, I'm just appalled by the 1 month old. Like, was one of the other kids holding it?
Mm.
Like, it's just lying around in the back seat. That's so dangerous.
Was he taken to get drug tested and all that sort of stuff? Surely he would have been.
But what he did, when they asked him for his license, he produced an international driver's license, obviously trying to get out of the fact that, you know, he lives here now, but it's disgusting. What a disgrace.
Mm. Yes, yeah, so it's tricky. With an international license, often you just get the fine, but you don't actually lose your demerit points.
But I mean, you know what? Things like this make me think, wow, this is why I don't drive. Because you know what? It is true. There are so many idiots that drive around. It's not you. A lot of the time, it's not you that has to worry. It's about your own driving. It's others. Mm. I mean, what if he's just so irresponsible? He shouldn't have had kids.
Obviously, he's not a good parent, a terrible parent. Especially that little baby. I mean, to think about, like, older kids, you know, maybe they took their seatbelt off and he was yelling at them to put it back on. But the little baby, he is fully responsible for not. Like, there's not a chance that he should have.
I don't even know what the more of the punishment should be. Like, should he not be allowed to drive again?
I don't think he should be allowed to drive. And if he does, I think the fine needs to be much larger.
Mm.
His car needs to be taken away from him for a period of time. And he needs some intense therapy.
Sometimes
I think, and I mean, this is a very extreme example. Mm. Now, I don't know if this actually happens, but he almost seems to be sat in a room and showed road accidents.
Well, they have that. It's like, I don't know what it's called officially, but the nickname for it is Naughty Driver School. And it's essentially where, like, if you've lost your license, one of the things you can do to try and get it back sooner is you go to this, like, class and they show you all these pictures of accidents, stats on how, you know, serious,
like,
these
quite horrific.
Yeah, yeah, how serious these offences are, to try and knock some sense into you.
I think in this situation he needs parental skills. I don't know if the court system can have a class set up for parents who, you know, have broken the law this badly with kids. Obviously, they need to be taught parental skills.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's just the height of ignorance. And, I mean, if this is what he's doing with his... If he's willing to put his own children at risk in his car, in his controlled environment, imagine, you know, imagine the risk the rest of the people on the road around you know...
Are going through.
Like, he's willing to put his own one-month-old baby...
At risk. Yeah, it's scary.
What's going to stop him speeding and stuff?
Oh, well, I think send him to the school, triple the fine.
Yeah.
And take his car off him.
At a minimum.
Well, he's probably hoping he had $1,000 up his sleeve to pay for his fines, his massive fines.
You know, Jade.
Celebrity looks.
Very inappropriate.
No, it's not.
Anything for a link, Maddie.
Yeah. You can win $1,000 playing Celebrity Loot.
He's not allowed to play. Don't call if you're listening.
No. Yeah. But five celebrities. You identify them all. You win $1,000. It's that easy. We're only looking for voice number five
Take
to go.
Take a listen.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
13-10-09 if you want to score that thousand.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars.
No sale.
No charge.
I'm just got
to know those.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Celebrity. Loot.
Yeah, we have $1,000 to give away this morning here at the show. All you've got to do is tell us who celebrity number five is. Newfm.com.au. Here they are. Take a listen, guys.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
13-10-09. We're taking your calls now.
Angela, how are you this morning?
Yeah, well, you guys?
Yeah, really good. You're pretty fired up about this guy who lost all his demerit points and a whole lot more.
Oh, yeah, that's just absolutely... I'm speechless, put it that way. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're all pretty shocked, and I think that's why we're just like, you know what, we need to talk about this, because those kind of crazy drivers are out there on the roads all around.
Exactly right.
Yeah, anyway, stay safe out there, Angela. Let's try and win you $1,000. What do you think? Voice number five, who is it?
I haven't listened to any of them the last couple of days, but is it Madonna?
It is not.
No.
Thank you.
Thanks anyway,
guys. That's
all right. Thanks for listening. NewFM.com.au for all the incorrect guesses, because Madonna was guest this morning.
Gotta be listening.
Oh, hey, Mel, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
So, what did you think of this bloke? A bit of an idiot this morning, losing all those demerit points?
Yeah, absolute idiot.
Yeah.
No other way to describe him.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Mel, who do you think this celebrity is?
I've only heard it, honestly, for the first time today. I'm going to go with Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway is
not correct.
Oh, thank you for listening, though, Mel. Appreciate that.
A lot of people rejoining the show with the kids coming back to school.
Yeah.
So thanks for doing that.
Welcome back.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, well, that's us done today. Well, hopefully everything gets fixed here after our storm blowout.
Yeah, that's right. We had a lot of equipment go in the storm.
Yeah, that's why our live stream wasn't up this morning, so we're in a different studio, but it should be back tomorrow.
We've limped to the finish, guys. 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off next with Jackson. We'll see you tomorrow for Thursday.
Yes.
And, of course, that $1,000, all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars, still in play.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Do your research and walk away with the money this week. We want to give it away.
Yeah, not our money.
Absolutely not. All right, see you guys. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.